Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Roofing on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. And by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com and get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Coming up, Georgia Tech looking again for somebody to lead their athletic program. More on that in 10 minutes. Mike, today is an off day for the Braves. Tuesday, the D-backs are in town. It'll be Strider on the hill. He's 0-3, by the way, and has yet to pitch a quality start. His ERA is about 4.5. The problem for the Braves is that we've lost 8 games in the last 11. You look at those losses and you start to say, okay, well, what's going on?
Right.
We got back to 500, and we were averaging about 4.6 runs a game. Since then, those 11 games we're talking about, 8 losses in the 11, we're only averaging 3.7 runs. If you're into these metrics, in 4 of those games, we've scored no runs. So you've lost 8 times, and 4 of the 8, you've scored no runs. And in the games you have scored, you've scored almost a run below what you were scoring when you got back to 500. So when we talk about what's going on with our team, and we've been asking you this all day, and if you're just tuning in, Mike and I are scratching our heads. What's happening with our club? Braves country, what is the deal? Why is a team that's built to slug and hit home runs and score is not scoring consistently?
Yeah, and this goes back to a lot of guys kind of realizing if we don't score a 3 on home run or more, we're just not going to win. But that's been the Braves' MO forever. It goes back to the Bobby Cox days. Yeah, there were different versions of those teams that John Schuerholz built. Some were a little more heavy on the hitting in the 90s with the juice ball and juiced other stuff. But we had, you know, guys like, you know, Sheff was here and, you know, from Crime Dog all the way through. And, of course, you know, Chipper, et cetera. But this team, it's just a lack of clutch. I mean, and it kind of goes in it, 1 minute, Austin Riley can't field his position. Next minute, Michael Harris can't hit for average. And, of course, he's had some big hits, and we've seen some RBIs, but he needs to get better at that. Matt Olson, I've never seen a guy who is just – I said to last week when you were on vacation, I said, he reminds me of Daryl Strawberry. Now, Daryl Strawberry, nice career, but if you watched him, whether he was with the Dodgers or Mets, he was the king of the solo home run when the game was either lost or won. You know, I mean, what are you? And I know that if you take out that 23 season, which really does now look like an anomaly – this is just a lot of these guys in this team crowd just can't hit, and they don't do it in the clutch. Only guys really doing anything right now would be Acuna and, of course, Ozzie, who had the hit streak stop and picked it up again.
Yeah, and Ozuna.
Ozuna does his job. Did it yesterday. Yes. Only guy did anything.
Yeah, he is doing his thing. Leads the league in walks, by the way. I mean, Ozuna's finding ways to get on, But it's more than one guy. This is the problem. When we have those situations with runners in scoring position and two outs, we are not coming through consistently. So Zeke hits us up on social media. I invite you to follow us. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. And this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929, he says Snit needs to be fired. This is from Ezekiel. He says the problem is AA and the organization doesn't have it in them to do so. And he says just like the Phillies fired Joe Girardi in 2022 during the season, he says a lot of people here in Atlanta want to fire the football coach but not the baseball manager. I feel like Snit's going through the motions. Now, that's his opinion. But we have to kind of figure out what needs to be done and how it's going to be done. And this gets back to yesterday's game. Now, Mike, you were there. We lose 3-1.
Right.
And there's a scenario at the end of this game where there were multiple pitches thrown outside of the box, outside of strike zone. But you're going to lose the game. And Snit, you know, instead of just losing his mind and going out there and getting after the umpire and saying to his guys, in my opinion, I got your back. He didn't do anything. And when we talk about those instances where baseball fans are at these games and they're watching the same thing we're watching, they're saying, wait a minute, that's a terrible call. Hey, we might lose the game, but Snit, you got to get after these guys because they're taking advantage of us.
Right. I mean, or does they need to put a mirror under Snicker's nose and see if he's breathing? I've defended Snicker all year. We had a lot of guys saying, if you watch, again, all year long, you're going to find some moments you figure he left the pitcher in too long or this or that. But lately, Snicker's decisions aren't and his gut moves aren't working out. They've always seemed to, I thought, have a good balance between analytics and using his gut.
Yes.
And right now, some of these moves aren't working. I hate the platoon at times. I know that that's always been a Braves thing, and I understand it makes baseball sense. If you hit better from the right side, left side, I get that. But I do agree with Mark Bowman, who wrote an article today from MLB, who's up there every day following the Braves, talking about some of the things he doesn't like that Snicker has done. One of those is, yeah, again, if Verdugo's not hitting, stick with Eli White.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That's one of them. You know,
and that's a righty-lefty thing.
Correct.
For those who don't know, one's righty, one's lefty, so he's right. Been trying to alternate them.
And he said, you know, I brought up something I didn't really think about. When Smith-Shawver had the incident, you know, is Snicker like asleep at the wheel? I mean, Kranitz goes out there immediately before anything even happened. You saw Spencer Strider say, hey, something happened there. He's not right. Get him out of there. I know you got a double dip and everything, but get him out of the game. And maybe just hopefully things don't happen because he's overcompensating, blows out his UCL.
Yes.
So, look, when it rains, it pours. No, Snicker can't hit for these guys. No, they're not going to fire Tim Hyers, the hitting instructor, although they do fire a lot of them. Seitzer was great. Seitzer's now doing this for Seattle. Hyers has a great reputation as a hitting instructor. So what's going on? So how do you shake things up, Carl? You can't fire 25 guys.
No, and I know there are a lot of people listening right now going, Snicker's not done anything different than what he's done in the years past. Okay, and maybe that's the reason why we're here. Look, this lineup and the guys that you've invested in, the guys you have said, we are going to give you money now and future money, and your salaries are going to continue to rise over the next 3 to 5 years because we believe in you, and we locked up all of our young players. Our core hasn't changed. So many of you are saying, hey, Snit's doing the same thing he did the last few years. Maybe you are just upset, me or Mike or somebody else, right, that he hasn't pitched a fit enough. No, I'm saying there have been instances where I feel like he hasn't addressed either his team, the umpires, or either the opposing team when those opportunities arose. That's all I'm saying. And because of that, it feels like Mike's saying, well, he's just here. He's just watching the game. It's not as if, and again, this goes back to the Kelnick thing. I said this Friday, Mike. It wasn't the Kelnick that he didn't run. It was the reaction.
Right.
It's you get punched in the face, and then somebody says, well, what'd you do? Well, I punched him back. It's the reaction. He had the audacity to ask the media, well, what'd you want me to do? Really?
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. So I don't necessarily know what the formula is for him to get after his guys, but I do think this is a part of it, as well as the guys that we're counting on consistently are not doing enough.
Yeah, I know, guys, we had a lot of phone calls on this earlier in the show. A couple of guys said, you know, what do you want Snicker to do? You know, as we said, you can't hit for them. But I just think Carl's onto something. I mean, just sometimes you just got to, like, go a little crazy and light a fire. Is he, at age 69, he's not capable of doing that anymore?
Of course he is.
I mean, of course he can. He's a lifer in baseball. He's a lifer in this organization. You know what I'm talking about. You'd seen Bobby Cox get out there, throw a nutty, send the message to the umpiring crew, and let's go. Now, you knew there was a degree of consistency with the low strike. I did see Crochet was just dealing yesterday. They were giving him a a wide range, but he had electric stuff yesterday.
Oh, he was great. This kid's legit.
But still, I mean, there's I'm saying, guys, and I know we get down to this argument. Some guys don't get it. Sometimes you just need some way to go spark it up. You can't do it every day. You can't do a closed-door team meeting every day. But at some point, as this team continues to slide. And the other thing is, guys, we get this every day on the text line. We were worse than this in 21. Well, it don't look like 21 to me. Unless Alex is going to pull another rabbit out of his hat and find three guys to come in here and put some life into this team.
I'm about to blow you away with what I'm going to say here next. Stukes and Bell, it's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we will talk about what's going on over at Georgia Tech and their search for a new AD, along with some other things that are happening today. Maybe Snit has not reacted because he knows this team is not that good. Maybe he's sitting there watching day in and day out, and he's like, what do you want me to go crazy for when I'm sitting here watching these guys and every at bat and every pitch, and I'm realizing what I'm watching? Are you discounting my 60 years in baseball? Do you don't think that I know what I'm watching when I see a contender and when I don't? Maybe that's why Snit hasn't done what we're asking. I don't know.
Mm. Well, I mean, we said this earlier. A lot of guys were kind of, as we said, we're not being wise asses. We're actually looking for answers. We solicited phone calls earlier, and guys gave us everything from, to your point, you invested in a lot of guys who aren't that good. Money Harris can't hit like you need him to. Great fielder. And yes, I know he had a big clutch hit, and hopefully he's going to start to shape of things to come, and he'll come around. But as we said, the only guy who's been really consistent is Ozuna. You know, Austin Riley's had those gaffes in the field. That's kind of inexplicable. Ozzy's starting to heat up. But you just don't have – you've put all this money, Carl, into your positions in the field. You've never really given Snicker the starting pitch that he needs. Yes, you've hit on some amazing stories like Chris Sale or got some mileage out of guys like Kevin Gausman in the past. But you never give Snicker the ammunition. Maybe Snicker's just fed up. Here we go again. I got three starting pitchers. I got Bryce Elder. Now, again, Elder did hunker down after that first inning, but the damage was done. This team can't hit. Three runs might as well have been six. So I just don't know if Snicker's frustrated, but maybe Carl's onto something. He just looks at this team and says, they ain't got it.
And that's why there's been no reaction. That's why there's been no yelling at umps. That's why he's not fronted or confronted any of his guys the way that he needs to. 404-726-0929. Whatever it is, Braves country, it's unacceptable. And we're not going to sit around, Mike, and watch an under 500 team that has been built to be in championship mode. Whether you realize it or not, we're one of the teams that everybody around Major League Baseball is picking, along with the Phillies and the Mets and the Dodgers and the Yankees. We're one of those teams that says, hey, they're going to be a team that contends. We don't look the part.
We're not clutch. You know, I said this to Carl earlier, you know, and I'll, for guys who missed in the 2 o'clock hour, you miss Freddie Freeman. If you had given him the 6-year deal, you realize we'd only be in a year 4 already? Would anybody be thinking, oh, man, albatross around our neck, 2 more years of Freddie? Sometimes you just you miss Ron Washington, you miss Eric Young, you miss Freddie. It's just that's the thing. It's not there. Our friends, Sean Murphy, he's batting 200. He batted 207 for the month. You know how many RBI Sean Murphy had last month?
How many?
6.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Not enough.
I mean, that's the definition.
Not enough.
No, man. And Olsen is, like I said, most vacant player, MVP. They're just, you're missing the juice. I don't know if they're going to get it. Guys, for everybody, keep your receipts. If you're telling me and Carl, 21, man, we'll be okay. I hope you're right.
I hope so.
I hope we are talking about this great run. But after we got a little juice and got up to 500, we've gone backsliding. 3-7, last 10.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.